I know you guys don't like the loud noises, but how you guys doing? My name's Hero. This is Coding with Strangers, and I want to talk about something. Like, I was looking through the news articles. I wasn't gonna do a news article today because I was just like, none of this stuff is pretty interesting, relatively interesting to me. But then I was like, oh wait, we have to have something because content demands it. Content is demanded. And I was sitting here thinking to myself, is there anything I relatively care about as far as like what's out there? And once upon a time, I used to really be passionate for some reason about net neutrality, and I wasn't really sure why. So I want to take this opportunity to try and figure out, in 2017, was I just a oversensitive little,
Beta.
or is net neutrality really coming back, something that we should all care about and why? Let's dig in. We got two articles here. Net neutrality is back. What does it mean for cord cutting? This week, the FCC voted to bring back net neutrality. This move brings back rules that ended in 2017. The rules, first introduced in 2015, designated internet service providers as Title II companies, which are akin to gas and electric companies. Oh my. Which have with heavier oversights, they made it through a legal challenge in the court. In court, before following administration ordered the dismantling, read the full story here, of net neutrality. Okay. The new take on the rules is like the 2015 version and will probably be challenged in court again. So, what's next? In short, legal challenges long before this will ever take effect already are growing in numbers of internet providers have stated that they will fight net neutrality. FCC provision proposal to reinstate Title II regulations of broadcast broadband is not only misguided, it is a missed opportunity, said Grant Spellmeyer, CEO of ACA Connects, a trade group made up of smaller cable and internet providers. We should be working together to improve broadband access and adaptation to all American and adoption to all Americans, not relegating the regulatory battles of the past. This screams of bullshit bureaucracy. All right. So the reason why this is so important is because it would then put a standard on like the whole throttling and being able to not have your service throttled. You get what you pay for. If there are outages and stuff like that, they'll be monitored. It'll be regulated about your privacy and things like that and how our information is used. In addition to that, it would also require companies to not just service rich areas. It would force them to expand into the rural areas so that we have service in more hunky-dory ass places. In addition to that, one thing that really comes to mind was the ability for people to go after them legally for not upholding contracts that they make with us. Because right now, the service providers are the only people that can tell you if there's a power outage. There's nothing that they have to report to a regulatory system saying that, yeah, this was an authenticated outage and those things are tracked so that we can better understand how our money is being used. So immediately, this whole bullshit speak of, oh, the bureaucracy, regulations are made, like rules aren't just made for the hell of it. They're made for two reasons, because they don't like a certain group of people or because someone died or something bad happened. Like, that's why rules are made. What does this mean for cord cutting? In short, you likely won't see any changes anytime soon. Even if the FCC wins the court case and these rules take effect, the real change is with the FCC will be now to take on a larger role in regulating internet providers. The question will be, what does the FCC do with the power going forward? And that's a great question. So we take it a step further. Let's see what CNN has to say about it. FCC fines wireless carriers millions for sharing user location without consent. And this is the power. They said, what are they going to do with the power? This is the power. Because a lot of these wireless companies seem to have found a way around, usurping the situation, as this doesn't tie directly with net neutrality. The FCC is more than capable of relegating fines and bringing down stiff penalties for companies that try to usurp quality service. So this is what these internet providers are trying to avoid. They're trying to avoid this level of backlash. But are we are we okay with that mindset or that mind process where we believe that the internet should be treated like gas, electricity, water, utilities? I absolutely think that that is necessary. I think in today's day and age, where literally none of your electronical devices will work if you don't have these things. It has to be there, right? It has to be there. The U.S. government has issued millions of dollars in fines to AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile. So with that being said, if you are a part of AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, or Verizon, look out for a class action lawsuit so you can get your money. You feel me? Clap it up. Get a month's taken off your rent. Your phone. You feel me? After an investigation found nation's top wireless carriers had illegally shared customers' personal data without their consent, the fine stems from an allegation in 2020 by the Federal Communications Commission that for years the companies have improperly shared users' geolocation histories to third parties, including to prisons. To prisons. As part of their commercial program, because they want to know who the prisoners are talking to. The fines target a practice in which carriers shared user location information with data resellers known in the industry as location aggregators. These aggregators pass the data onward to their own third-party customers despite promising to stop the tactic after press reports and a congressional probe brought an issue to light in 2018. So in 2018, they were like, all right, you caught us. You caught us. All right, you got us. We'll play nice. We won't, you know, do anything bad. And as soon as they turned their back, they was like,
you son of a bitch.
And now they like, oh, we're going to do whatever we want. So they, for 2 more years after they got caught, they decided to keep breaking the rules. And this brings about the fine. The FCC said AT&T must pay $57 million. Verizon was fined $47 million. Sprint was fined $12 million. And T-Mobile was fined $80 million. Since the investigation began, Sprint and T-Mobile merged in 2020. They literally was getting fined so much, they did the fusion dance. They did the fusion dance and said, shit, we got to bring this shit in together. In response to the fine, all the wireless carriers said that they expect to appeal the decision. No one who signed up for their cell phone plans thought that they were giving permission for their phone companies to sell their detailed records of their movements to anyone with a credit card. Wayden said in a statement Monday, I applaud the FCC for following through in their investigations and holding these companies accountable for putting customers' lives and privacy at risk. A lot of people like to badger the FCC because they think that they don't have fangs, but they clearly have the means to do it. And while $80 million here, $80 million to a multi-billion dollar company probably is chicken change and shit like that, but it's still some form of accountability, and they can help regulate and set the tone moving forward, because who's to say that these fines won't drastically increase? I definitely feel these companies would rather have the $80 million than lose it. The thing that these investigations need to start dwelling into is seeing exactly how much money did the companies happen to make. Because, hear me out, is a concept that if I bought a house with drug money, my house is going to be taken as a result of it being part of the crime, right? So I'm very curious to know, like, yo, if they made $6 billion, are we the people obligated to that? Also, there's got to be a class action lawsuit that follows this because they use my information to make money. I'm with AT&T. They use my money to make money. Why come I ain't make no money? I own 100 shares of these motherfuckers. Why come I ain't get no dividends off of this? You feel me? But like I said, we're mostly just paying attention to the regulatory bodies that give us the opportunity to protect our privacy and our right to a free and well-regulated internet. Because honestly, it's crazy to think that internet isn't already just free, right? Like there should just be a government standard for internet. And it might not be as fast or as strong as, you know, private one, but the government should have their own internet by this point to help out those rural sections, those government schools, and things like that. It should be a concept for people who aren't living below our minimum wage, so they can't afford Wi-Fi and stuff like that. These things need to be free. You can't even get a job. You can't get a job now without applying for internet. Even if you want to work at a entry-level position, you got to apply online. So it has to be a necessity. But that's my thoughts on it. I can ramble on this all day. Click it. Let me know. Get down. What do y'all think? Bang. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for being here. Net neutrality.